This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Mart, New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Boxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, there's another one. Crushed by Mookie Betts. Watch it fly. Totally out of Fenway.
I love that first pitch hacking.
Big night at Fenway for Mookie Betts last night. Two home runs, four hits. I think he finished with, what, three RBI, four RBI in the game? Big night for Mookie. Red Sox win. They don't really pick up any ground in the wild card race. But, they may tonight, or they may today, slash tonight, and I'll tell you why. They may need a break, though. 617-779-0985. We'll open up the phones right away, and I want to start with Mookie Betts. But first, I just feel compelled to update you on what's going on in Major League Baseball today. The Cleveland Indians have lost. The Cleveland Indians have lost to the Chicago White Sox 7-1. That was a day game today. And the Oakland A's looked like they were going to lose, but now I wonder. Oakland was down 6-1. Entering the bottom of the seventh, they have rallied for four runs. The Angels just walked in a run. It is now 6-5, and Oakland still has the bases loaded with one out. So what looked like a day where the Red Sox could pick up on both Oakland and Cleveland now looks like it could be headed in the other direction. I feel compelled to give you these updates. I told you I personally believe that it'll be a race if and when the Red Sox get to within three games of the wild card spot. They are still five out, and it looked like a golden chance today to pick up on both Cleveland and Oakland. Tampa Bay plays tonight, and the Red Sox still have four games with Tampa. But they had a golden opportunity, it looked like. That may be going by the boards, at least half of it, because it appears as if Oakland is going to rally here against the Angels again. 6-5 now, bottom of the seventh. Oakland is losing. Bases loaded, one out. Already four runs in for the A's against the Los Angeles Angels. In the interim, here's where I want to start. 617-779-0985. Two home runs for Mookie Betts last night. And, Murray, let me just ask you quickly. When you see Mookie Betts have a night like he had last night, and it was impressive, Betts started the game with a home run on the first pitch. Then he came up the second time with men on and hit another home run on the first pitch. Put the Red Sox up. They end up closing it out for a 6-2 win. Eduardo Rodriguez gets another win, his 17th, 17-5, Eduardo Rodriguez. But I think Mookie Betts was largely his story at Fenway Park last night. Okay, to me, it was about Mookie. We all know Mookie's contract status. We all know that he's going to be a free agent at the end of next year, and he's rejected overtures from the Red Sox. He has not had a great year. A lot of people don't want to pay him now because of that. Does last night change anything for you, Murray?
No. It made me go get the whiteboard and draw an asterisk because it was a nice night, but didn't really matter all that much because, I don't know, I put more weight in what he did Tuesday night or lack thereof, where he failed in multiple clutch situations as I've seen him do before. Like, I don't know, he got out to an early lead, pads of stats, has a decent night. I've seen that too many times with Mookie Betts.
Jimmy Stewart, does it change your opinion on Mookie?
I feel like he hits his home runs in bunches, and I still want to trade him. I want to trade him back in May. Get him out of here.
Okay, so you know how I feel about Mookie. Mookie's a terrific player. So again, whenever you say something critical about a good player, it comes off as you think the player sucks. I don't think Mookie Betts sucks. I think Mookie Betts is a terrific player. I don't think he's worth $35 million a year, and honestly, I'm not sure he's worth $30. So a guy like Mike Trout, and he's mentioned in the same breath as people like Mike Trout, I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's close to that good. I don't think anybody is in the game. Trout, I think, is that much better than everybody else. I'll even say this. Mookie Betts or Cody Bellinger? Which one would you take? Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers.
Bellinger.
I'll take Cody.
Okay, I would take Bellinger too. Okay, I think Bellinger's power is legit. And Bellinger can run, and Bellinger's a good all-around player too.
Also has defensive versatility, can play all three outfield spots, and can play first base if you need him to.
Okay, so Mookie has defensive versatility too. Maybe, you know, second base in a pinch, but can play center field if you needed him to. I also like the fact that Bellinger's left-handed. You're going to see more right-handed pitching. So to me, I would take Bellinger over Mookie. But here's my point with Mookie Betts. And again, if this comes off as me picking on Mookie, so be it. Mookie Betts has 25 home runs this year. Okay? It's a good number. I mean, I think he hit 31 last year when he won the MVP. Maybe it was 34. But anything over 30 for Mookie, that's a good number. Because I don't think Mookie has the raw power that some of these other guys do. But do you realize of Mookie Betts' 25 home runs, seven of them now have come in three games. He had a three-homer game earlier in the year at Fenway Park, and we all remember that one. That looked like a night where Mookie was going to hit four, right? That looked like a four-homer night. He ended up with three. He had one in Anaheim recently where he homered to start the game and homered to end it. That was a multi-homer game. And then obviously two more last night. Before I go on, and I'm putting you guys on the spot here, and it's not a trick question, it's just an elementary discussion. What separates a good player from a great one? A good player from a great one, what separates him?
Producing in the clutch.
That's okay. So good answer. Not the one I had, but that's a good one.
Yeah, timely hits, postseason performance, allowing your team to win ball games.
Okay, so what I would say, and again, I'm not telling you guys are wrong. I would say consistency. That's what separates the great players from just the good players. Consistency. Mike Trout's year by year OPS in the big leagues. Have you guys ever looked at this? Year by year, Mike Trout in the big leagues. 963 OPS, 988, 939, 991, 991, 1,071, 1,088, 1,078. He's been in the league how many years now? That's nine. The first year doesn't count. That was his rookie year. He played in 40 games. But as a starter, he's been in the league 8 years. His lowest OPS is 939. Mike Trout is a great player every freaking year. Every freaking year. And that's sort of a macro look at something like that. But with Mookie Betts, Mookie this year, 25 home runs. Seven of them have come in three games. Oh, yeah, Maz, but everybody does that. All the good players, they hit them in bunches. Do they? Because I looked it up today. Start with Trout. Trout homered again today. So now he has 45 home runs. You know how many two-homer games he has? Four. He has hit 40 home runs in the other games. 40. All right, what about Cody Bellinger? Cody Bellinger has 44 home runs going into today. He has four two-homer games. 36 home runs in his other 132. 36. Okay, fine. Let's go Pete Alonso with the Mets, who won the home run derby. Leads the majors in home runs, at least going into today. 45 home runs. Oh, he must have a bunch of multi-homer games. He probably sucks in all those other ones. Two games with two homers. The other rest of the time, 41 home runs in the other 136 games. You following me here? What these guys do is they give you their power pretty much all the time. It's always there. It's not, as Jimmy Stewart said, about hitting them in bunches or convenient times or anything else. Okay, they produce constantly. Or this year, they've produced constantly. Comparing anybody to Trout is unfair. But Bellinger and Alonso this year have hit home runs consistently all year. Their totals aren't inflated by a few good games. Okay, that just did not happen to them. How about Mookie? Again, 25 home runs this year, seven of them in three games. He has 18 home runs in his other 134 games. 18. So the large majority of the time that he's on the field, Mookie Betts is a guy that hits 18 home runs. On those special nights, he looks otherworldly. And see, Red Sox fans make this mistake all the time. They focus on that flash, and they never forget it. Jacoby Ellsbury steals home plate. Jacoby Ellsbury hits 32 home runs in a season. Everybody wants to keep Jacoby Ellsbury. Thank God the Red Sox saw through that and they didn't keep him. Thank God you weren't the GM. Because Ellsbury's done jack since he went to New York. So Mookie has 28 percent of his home runs in 2% of the schedule. Like, how is that good? Tell me, how is that good? So again, terrific player. Terrific. But is he an all-timer? Is he a guy you're paying $25 or $30 million for? Is he a guy you're going to give Mike Trout money to? And speaking of Trout, he just botched a play in the outfield. Oakland is now leading the Angels 8-5 in the seventh inning. Oakland has gotten 7 runs in the seventh inning to take a lead over the Angels. But again, back to Mookie. Really? 28% of his home runs in 2% of the schedule. How does that help you win as many games as possible? That's just piling on in a few games. That's all that is. Nick's in Brockton. Nick, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing? So I just really have a big gripe with you saying that Mookie Betts is not a $30 million player a year. So if you look at their stats this year, Mookie Betts, out of 8 of the 14, like, top-of-the-line stats are the ones that matter, hits, runs, second, doubles, triples. Mookie Betts leads him in 8 of the 14. He's shortly behind Mike Trout in almost all of those categories. He's a career 300 batting average hitter. Like, how much more do you want him to do? He outsteals Trout by a lot.
I don't care about the steals. And again, you know, you can give me the numbers all you want. I've said this all along with Mookie Betts. And incredibly, there are people who still argue with me on it. He doesn't have opposite field power. If you pitch him properly, he can't hurt you. And again, these piling up of the home runs in the 3 games, I think these hurt your argument and help mine. When Mookie's locked in on any given night, oh, he can do special things. But over the course of 162, does he help you as much as you think he does? Because I don't think he does. And this raises an interesting question about Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez going into the offseason. We'll get to that when we come back. And also, a couple of other things we'll get to during the show. A news item on David Price, which we will share with you. And Alex Cora last night, in tandem with Dave Dombrowski, did something to the Red Sox roster and pitching staff that really should insult you. I mean, if you like baseball, there's no way you can stand behind them on this. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporter with Tony Mazzara, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Barrios, 11-7 on the year. Mookie ready to swing. Hot fly, deep left field, carrying and gone in the monster seats. Just like that, Red Sox take a 1-0 lead.
Oh, I love when he's aggressive like that. Why take a strike? Why might as well go bridge?
Yeah, and special night for Mookie Betts. He's had a few of them this year. And the peaks with Mookie are great. They are. They're great. He has some really high peaks. He had a game this year where I thought he had a chance to hit 4 home runs. But I would also say when you see Mookie Betts have some of these games, like look at his career numbers in Baltimore. They're tremendous. At Fenway, the numbers are good. They're also favorable ballparks to him, and I'm not saying that that's his fault. I'm just telling you that the great players, you can move them to any ballpark, and they'll do well. J.D. Martinez will hit it out anywhere. Xander Bogaerts benefits from Fenway. But I would also say that he would still be a damn good player in a lot of ballparks. And by the way, this doesn't make Betts any different than a lot of guys in the game. I would tell you there are a lot of guys with other teams that benefit from their ballpark. Hell, left-handed batters in New York, Didi Gregorius, although his numbers on the road are good, Yankee Stadium helps him. But those aren't the kinds of guys you pay $30 or $35 million to. And so just quickly before we get back to your calls, I said interesting decisions coming up on both Martinez and Betts, although the Red Sox really only have control over one of them, and that's Mookie. J.D. Martinez could opt out and be a free agent. And just to make the equation simple, J.D. Martinez has about 3 years and call it $62, $63 million left on his deal. If he opts out, what he's saying is that he believes he can get more than that on the market. And I'd be willing to bet that he knows he can get more than that on the market because Scott Boras has tampered or someone has tampered with Scott Boras and told him, hey, there's 4 years and 100 here for you if you want it. Remember when J.D. Drew came to the Red Sox? He opted out of a final couple of years in Los Angeles where the money was pretty good. And the Red Sox gave him 5 and 70 and nobody could believe it. Do you really think that J.D. Drew opted out without knowing that the Red Sox were waiting there with a 5-year contract? Of course he knew. The same thing's going to be true of J.D. Martinez. So my question is this. Mookie's going to take 8 years and something close to $30 million. Would you give him that? Or would you give JD 4 and 100? And I'll ask Jimmy Stewart and Jim Murray before I get to the phones. So again, the equation is call it 8 and 240, 250 for Mookie Betts, or 4 and 100 for JD Martinez.
Martinez, at least he can produce in the postseason.
I'd give it to Betts because I'm worried about JD Martinez and his health.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not telling you that either one is all that desirable. See, I don't think you can lose them both. You're going to need both of one of those bats in your lineup with Devers and Bogarts. And then you'll be set. You'll be good. You can sprinkle in around those guys and you'll be fine. But to lose them both, then you're going to be in for a little bit of a grind offensively if you don't keep at least one of them. And I'd keep JD. Actually, I'm going to put you back on hold, Ed. Sit right there for 1 second just because John's been on the line longer. John's in the car. John, what do you got?
Tony, you're talking to a guy who was willing to buy tickets for Jacoby when he was getting ready to go out of town. A lot of people were ready to see him go because he was a one-hit wonder. With regard to Mookie, Tony, you're disappointing me. You're taking your stupid pills again.
So wait a minute, John, are you saying that you were a Jacoby Ellsbury supporter?
No. It was clear as the nose on our faces that it was the better move for the Sox to let him go.
Okay, I got you.
It's a great country, Tony. 7 years, $155 million.
Unbelievable.
He hasn't played like through 2.5 full seasons with the Yankees. It's good to be Jacoby Ellsbury. You don't have to get out of bed in the morning.
No question.
Getting on to Mookie, Tony. You're unbelievable. You're being reckless again. He is an elite young ball player. The question is going to come down to whether he wants to stay in Boston and he gets the deal that he's looking for. That's what it amounts to. This guy is an elite player. He's one of the top 5 players in baseball. He's also a leadoff hitter, and you're picking at him for 25 home runs, but he hits home runs in bunches, you know, multiple home runs in a game. Come on, Tony. He's a 5-2 player. If you can't see that, you ought to turn in your credentials, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's a real 5-2 player. He doesn't hit the ball out with power to the opposite field. He's got enough power, John, which is fine. But again, so you tell me, did he hang up, John? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
all right. So when you say the question is, does he want to be here? Is he going to take what they give him, or are they going to give him what he wants? So let me ask you, 10 years, $300 million. Do you give it to Mookie?
Yeah, you know what, Tony? It's easy.
How can you hesitate? Why did you hesitate?
No, I didn't hesitate. I'm not writing the paychecks. And, you know, salaries in context, I mean, it's blown way out of proportion.
Okay, but to say that it's not your money, well, then you pay everybody.
No, all right, let me answer the question the simple way. Yes, in today's market, he's worth 10 years at $30 million per year.
Okay, and John, I would tell you, I wouldn't give him that contract. So that's the difference between me and you. I'm not telling you I think Mookie Betts is a bum. I'm not telling you I think he's a two-tool player. Again, I think his power is a little overrated. A little. He's got power. He's got pull power. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You make a mistake, Mookie will hurt you. If you pitch him right, is he going to hit the bullpens? Is he going to hit the ball like Miguel Sano hit the other night up above the flagpole in left center field? Is he going to hit that one? He's not hitting that. Mookie Betts doesn't hurt you to those parts of the ballpark. It blows me away that Red Sox fans don't get this. Like, again, you say to me, I'm taking my stupid pills. The guy's been here for 5 years now, and you don't recognize he can't hit the ball out to the opposite field? And I'm not blaming him for it, by the way. He is who he is. He's a damn good player. But 5 tools? I would pitch him away, 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 away. We had an intern earlier in the year, Cam, our intern on this program, looked up the numbers, and you know what? Mookie's strikeouts were up, his walks were up, ground balls were up, fly balls were down. And you know what all that told me? They're pitching him differently. People aren't giving Mookie the pitches to hit that they did a year ago. They're pitching him away. And by the way, he also led the majors at one point in flyouts to the opposite field. You know why? Because when he hits the ball that way, he's got warning track power. That's what he's got. Now let's go to Ed and Whitman. Ed, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I hate having to say this because I feel like I hate having to justify things, but I am not saying Mookie Betts is a bad player or anything like that. I think he's a very, very, very good player. I do not think he's Mike Trout. And all of the stats that you just mentioned just right there are just little nuggets of concern you could have, and I just do not think he is worth the money that basically he's looking for. But my biggest concern is, and they, if you're going to trade him, which I do think they should do, and you know, get some assets back where they need them, but I don't want Dombrowski making that decision, and that's my biggest worry is I don't want him handling the Mookie Betts trade.
Well, the good news is that I don't think he's going to be the one handling it. And so, you know, what was it, 4 weeks ago, Dave, 4 weeks ago, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, wrote that he doesn't think, he wrote he'd be shocked if Dombrowski came back and even named Eddie Romero as a candidate to replace Dombrowski. Okay, Shaughnessy said he'd be shocked if Dombrowski came back and named Eddie Romero as a possible replacement. When we had Shaughnessy on the show, he said it was informed speculation, but his report or his column did not have anything attributed to a source, which I guarantee you was a wink, wink, nod, nod deal, because I've been there. When someone has really good information that they don't want anywhere near them, you know what they say to you? Write this however you want, but don't attribute it to a source. Okay, you do what you want with it, but do not attribute it to a source, because everyone will know it's me. So make it your own opinion. I've been there. I guarantee you that that's what happened. I'd be willing to bet it. Okay? So I shouldn't say guarantee, because you never know, but I'd be willing to bet it. So since that time, you know how many people in the Red Sox organization have come out to defend Dombrowski? Zero. None. Which means Dombrowski's gone. They're going to fire him at the end of the year because John Henry doesn't want to make that call in the Mookie Betts deal any more than you do. And that, I think, is the right move. But Mookie, listen, he's had some great moments here. And it's too bad he doesn't want to stay. If he wanted to stay, he might have taken 8 years and 200 and we'd all be happy. Because I think he's worth the 25. But he doesn't want to be here, and I'm not giving him the money he wants, and they have needs. So see you later. As for the Red Sox pitching staff, they have needs too. Apparently the Red Sox way to fill them are to bring in anybody with an arm who isn't nailed down. Murray's Get Your Headlines. We'll get to Alex Cora's comments on the pitching staff and an injury update on Dave Price that you're not going to like. That's next.
The Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Mazzarotti, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
David, after the bullpen yesterday, he felt a little bit tight with his wrist. He saw the specialist yesterday, and he's not going to start tomorrow. Hopefully, it's not as bad as the first one, but obviously, we're not going to throw him out there just to, you know, make a start. But hopefully for David, you know, probably Toronto. Hopefully Philly, we'll see. Philly, I'm not going to put a timetable, but as soon as he feels well, he'll throw a bullpen. We'll go from there.
to Alex Cora tonight over at Fenway Park. Again, the Red Sox wrap up a three-game series with the Twins over there. David Price was due to go tomorrow against the Yankees in the opener of a four-game series. Rare four-gamer. That carries over onto Monday. There's a hangover game in this series. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday with New York. You don't often see that. It's one of those games, a makeup game. Is Monday maybe a makeup game? Either of you guys know that? I mean, it's just rare to see
that. No idea.
Right? It's just unusual to see that. You know, there was, you know, not to get on this road, there was one year where, for whatever reason, Major League Baseball totally messed with the schedule, and they had all these two-game series, and there were some series that held over on the Monday. It was weird. So that's happening this weekend with the Yankees. But the bottom line is that David Price is not pitching now. And this one kind of bugs me, because the Red Sox, on the one hand, want to tell us that they have an 8%, 9% chance of winning, that they're still going to try to get into the playoffs. On the other hand, David Price has a cyst in his wrist and he can't pitch. So, like, I hear a cyst in his wrist and I don't hear sore elbow, you know, forearm stiffness. Like, I don't hear anything in the elbow shoulder area. And maybe I'm being an idiot because maybe I should take a wrist injury more seriously than I do. But wrist injury to a pitcher, I don't remember hearing about many of those when I covered the game. So this one feels a little bit like a guy who doesn't want to pitch, that they're out of it. And even Cora said there, we're not going to send him out there just to make a start. Did you hear that comment, Murray?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, like it's a guy that I think has given up on the season. He doesn't want to push it. I'm sure he's dealing with something there. I don't think that the injury is completely fake, but he doesn't want to push it, and especially against a team that he's not been too successful against in his career.
If they were in it, would he pitch?
Probably. Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart, if they were in it, would he pitch?
100%.
Okay, so that's what I think. Okay, that's what I think.
Looking at his career ERA against the Yankees, 9. And even, you know, so come on.
Meanwhile, the Red Sox now have 17 pitchers in their bullpen. Talk about things I've never seen before. My God, really, 17 pitchers in the bullpen I've never seen before.
Oh, check that. That's just this year. His ERA against the Yankees is 9.
We'll get to that 17-pitcher thing in a minute because Alex Cora addressed it again tonight over at Fenway. Meanwhile, I'm frozen. Jimmy, if we could punch up Josh on line 2 on the Chris Sale contract. Josh in New Hampshire, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, what do you got, Josh?
So I don't think Chris Sale is worth his contract, $145 million. I think the only reason why the Red Sox signed him to $145 million, the guy's 30 years old. I think the Red Sox got in desperate need on, oh, I don't want Sale to go to Houston because we don't want to face him. Oh, I don't want him to go to the Yankees. I think we paid too much money for him. His contract was not worth it. And I'm ready. The guy was too much of a risk. And if this is the sale we get next year, we're in a big, bad spot.
Yeah, Josh, listen, they're in a bind. Jimmy, we can drop him. They're in a bind with Sale. I don't know that anybody likes the contract now. The question is, did you like it when they did it in the spring? I didn't like it. I know Murray didn't like it. So that was a colossal mistake. And you say, what if this is the sale we get in the spring? If Sale pitches next year, I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised if he pitches next year. Let's go to Mike in a car on line 1. He wants to talk about trading Mookie Betts. Mike, what do you got?
Hey, Tony, as it relates to Mookie Betts, the Red Sox absolutely have to move him in the offseason. It's bananas. He's absolutely not worth a 10-year, $300 million contract. You know, those quote-unquote 5-tool players, you know, like Carl Crawford or like Jacoby Ellsbury, those guys don't have longevity. I mean, it's amazing why some Red Sox fans think that Mookie Betts is going to be playing at a high level in 8, 9, 10 years. It's going to be a dead contract. It's going to be a Pablo Sandoval-type contract in years 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, so
trade him for some young pitching.
So, Mike, almost everybody in that kind of deal has dead money at the end. The question is, in an 8-year deal, could you get 6 good years out of Mookie? 5 even? Do you think they could do that?
Yeah, you could, but it's clear that he doesn't want to be here.
Okay, I mean, but that's a separate issue. Jimmy, we can let him go. That one's a separate issue. Like, I'm assessing the player. If he doesn't want to be here, you don't have a choice. He's not going to sign. And then you trade him. But if you believe that he's a $30 million player, then of course there's going to be dead money at the end. There is in every big contract. Just about everyone. Manny Ramirez was really the exception. I mean, you get dead money pretty much in every big contract. So you got to sort of accept that one as the cost of doing business. The question is, do you think he's worth it? And I don't. I don't. I don't think Mookie Betts is worth it. And as it relates to Chris Sale, the two are connected. Because if you had pitchers in your minor league system, well, then you could absorb the Sale contract, and or you never would have offered him the money in the first place. But the minor league system is a disaster. Baseball America just released its latest top 100 prospect list. The highest the Red Sox have someone on the list is 61. That's Tristan Cashes, who's in A-ball. You got nobody down there in the short term. Not really. Ryan in Bedford on Mookie Betts versus Trout. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Mass. Thanks for taking the call. I agree with your assessment of Betts, but how do you factor in the environment? I mean, it's the Angels versus the Red Sox. I mean, the recent history of the two franchises with respect to the amount of pressure and everything going on, I mean, how can you say that Trout would still perform in a top two or top three market team? I mean, how would he do on the Astros?
Hey, Ryan.
How would he do on the Yankees?
Ryan, how's Mookie done in the playoffs?
He's done all right.
He's done all right. He's done terribly. He's done terribly. Mookie's been garbage in the playoffs. He had his first home run finally last postseason in 100 at-bats. He's got like a 220 average. His OPS is in the 600. He sucks in the playoffs, which is, as Murray said, another reason to get rid of him. I mean, that's a big one. DraftKings Fantasy Pick of the Week, brought to you by DraftKings. You can play free fantasy baseball this season with the promo code BOSTON. When you make your first deposit on DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. Again, the code is BOSTON. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. You can see DraftKings.com for details. You know where I'm going with tonight? Trey Mancini of the Orioles. Playing the Rangers, left-hander on the mound. Mancini's $4,200 at first base. I like that matchup. He's your DraftKings fantasy pick of the night.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.